Smith with Dairy.
Hello.
Oh, hey, how are you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Good, good, good. Hey, I was looking for your husband. He called me.
How come they use the credit card?
The one that you guys paid with?
Yes. Didn't I mention that to you, that it was like a one-time payment with that, and then they asked you to call back, or you would have called me back to get the other one? I even activated my credit card for you, and now they're taking it away, and I don't have no... I'm overdraft.
All right, hold on.
Let
me look at that. Hold on. Give me a second here. I'm still here. I'm going through the account. Give me a second.
All right. Thank you. Yeah. Shit.
I'm still here, Daisy. Just give me a second, okay? I'm going through my notes here. 1 second. Hello, are you still there?
Yes, well, I'm here myself.
Oh,
me, Jerry.
Jerry.
I'm here myself.
Okay.
But my question is, why will you guys withdraw money from me without informing me? That's why I'm getting mad. Like, I'm fucking pissed off right now.
Yeah, well, when, you know, the service was $249 a month, Jerry, but I'm trying to look at the notes here, because I think Daisy wanted us to charge it, but to a different card.
No, the question is, never get my question. Why will you guys charge me without informing me? Why would I be charged? What if I said, man, if you see you people have been doing, it's not making sense, and I don't want to pay for it again. Where can't you people inform me to let me know, hey, we're going to charge you. You guys just went and charged me. Do I put my account on auto pay for you guys?
It's an automated payment. When we initiate the account, that's why when we told Daisy, because she finished the process with me, but I'm trying to read the notes here because I think she said she wanted to put the automated payment on a different card.
Daisy said so, or me?
Excuse me?
I mentioned that to Mario, Jerry. Remember I told you that we were going to use another card in order for them to make the payment monthly. But it was not the one that we used the first payment.
Right.
So either we're supposed to call them or they were supposed to call me. And there was that communication never happened. So now we overdraft at the bank. And now they're going to charge us whatever the bank is charging us. And we are out of luck.
That's what I'm saying, man. This, all this thing is bullshit. Just the other day, someone called me and be telling me, oh, thousands of people have been viewing your Facebook. What the fuck? Is my Facebook my app? I can put something on Facebook, people will be viewing it too.
Yeah, Facebook that we're working with is your business account. We're not working with your personal account, Jerry.
But why? You're working on Facebook, though. You're not working on my account. Facebook is in my business.
On the business end. Go ahead.
I guess what he's trying to say is that, you know, somebody called and said, oh, you know, there's your Facebook ads. They've been clicking your Facebook ads and blah, 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 right? So Jerry questioned and be like, well, hold on. If they're clicking those ads, how come they don't go to the website? How come they're not coming to the website, all these people that click those ads? Because if they click those ads, where are they going? Like, where are they transferring to?
They're not
going to the website that we created. They're not viewing our website at all. If those ads are clicking, you know? We have no visitors. Remember I told you we use that Wix program? And then those programs, we can see who is in that website. And we didn't have no visitors at all, but...
Have you been using the dashboard that we provided for you guys?
Yes. And those numbers don't make sense. Those numbers don't make sense because our website, we haven't received no visitors. Nobody has ever clicked
on
our website.
I'm not going to lie to you. I've seen a lot of review on your stuff. All of them keep complaining the same thing I'm complaining. That you guys collect money without doing nothing.
Jerry, I don't know what reviews you're talking about, but you know, we have thousands of reviews, and you know, if you look at our reviews, I mean, there's a lot of people that are very happy with what we're doing. I mean,
a lot of people is not happy for what you guys are doing. A lot of people is complaining that you people take money from them without doing what you say you're gonna do. So, that's like a quick question, Mario. Let me ask you a question. So, put me on your shoe. You have a business. And someone tell you he's going to promote your business for you. And you pay him the first money. Nothing come out. Are you still going to pay another money to that person? Just yes or no?
Well, Jerry, you have to understand that, you know, the way that Google works, right?
I just want to see what you gonna do, yes or no. Will you keep paying that same person money?
If I understood how things work, yes. Right? If I did not understand the way you don't understand, then no, I would not.
No, you would not. Like, I don't understand the way it works. That's why you people collecting money from me and
you're not paying $249 just because we want to charge you $249. I mean, we wouldn't be in business 20 years, Jerry, if we're sitting here ripping people off for $240.
But, man, but people can sit there and be ripping people for 3 years just for $50. You know how much it's going to be in that 20 years?
Jerry, if you're paying something, I understand. You want to see results. You want to get money from it, okay?
What I want to do. Because right now I'm not making no money. Okay, what if I don't make money? How do I pay you? What if that money is not in that account? I'm not taking my personal money to put in that account. How do I pay you? How are you going to rebuild the money?
Jerry, the last time I talked to you, I told you the guidelines that we were working under Google, okay? Everything on your account... it's just about finished on our end. That's what I'm looking at, all the notes on here, okay? What I'll do, I'll get a hold of our finance team, okay? I'll send them this information so they can process the money back onto the card, the $249 that they charged. But if you don't put a new card to pay those $249, then the services are just going to stop, and that makes no sense. I mean... Look, Jerry, I'm not trying to give you a bunch of BS. I mean, you definitely don't seem like the guy that, you know, wants to sit here and and waste time. And I understand that. And I think I
don't want to waste time. And I asked that lady, quick question, I asked that lady again because she told me, oh, in the next 10 days, everything is going to be finalized. And I asked her, what if you did not finalize in the next 10 days? What's going to happen? How are you going to charge me? He said, oh, you're not going to be charged. They're going to be charging me $100. So you expect me to be paying you more money if you did not finalize?
It's a monthly service charge, Jerry. I understand what you're saying, right? I mean, if I had the ability to click my fingers and make your company be right on the first page, I mean, we're working on all of that to get you on there. I know you've been with us for, what, a month now, right? And I understand that, you know, I get exactly what you're saying. I mean, we're not just taking your money and sitting around and saying, well, you know what? You know, screw the business or we're not going to do anything. Absolutely not. I'm looking at the account. I'm looking at all the work and it's being worked on, right? You have to, I know asking you to be patient so we can finalize everything and get you on the first page of Google where you start seeing results might be a bit frustrating. I get that portion of it and I'm sorry that's the way it is, but you know, we're working on the Google guidelines. It's not like we make those rules up ourselves. We don't make those rules up. We have to work the way Google says, hey, this is what it's going to take to put, you know, the moving company on the first page. And that's the guidelines that we're just working under. I mean, like I said, everything on your account seems like it's about to be ready to, you know, get rolling and you're going to start seeing the results you want. But I'll get them to go ahead and put that money right back onto the card they charge you from. But like I said, if you don't provide a secondary card for the payment to be satisfied, then everything is going to stop, and then you really just paid a month for nothing.
That would be better for me. I know that, Amen. I already lose the first.
No, it would. It won't be better for you, Jerry. I know you're frustrated.
I have a question.
Uh huh. Go ahead.
So the, you know, I'm looking at the dashboard and everything. And
okay.
All those clickings and things, those
uh-huh.
clickings, are they're clicking the app. I mean, the app.
I'm sending everything you're telling me, Daisy, to the operations team that takes care of the dashboard so they can reach out to you and explain everything thoroughly to you. Because if I sit here and tell you that I know exactly what they do, I will be lying to you, Daisy, because I don't.
Okay.
You know, they're the technicians, and I don't want to BS you, Daisy, or Jerry, especially Jerry. I know he's in a bad mood right now, and I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm going to get our IT department to reach out to you, Daisy, and explain those things up to the T to you, because, I mean, that's the least that we can do is make sure that you guys are understanding everything that's going on, right? But I will have them put that money back onto that card, Daisy, but if you don't satisfy that other payment, then it really makes no sense all everything that we've done to this point.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You know what? I get it, man. I know Jerry's pissed, and I'm sorry, Jerry. But I promise you, mm-hmm. if you just take care of this other month, you're going to see the result that you're looking for. And hopefully the next conversation we have will be a lot better than this one. You know, but like you mm-hmm. said, if right now you say, you know what, just refund me and screw you guys.
No.
Then,
Mario.
Uh-huh.
This is what is going to happen. Okay? Let's say we already paid the 250 because if they refund it back, it's just going to be this. But next, if I didn't see any results by the middle of this month, that nobody is coming. Please, nobody should charge my credit card. Nobody should ask me for no money.
Your monthly payment is not due. You're going to see results by then because we would be finished with the account completely. When was the charge card, Daisy? ¿Cuánto te cobraron?
Jerry, how much? I think Jerry is the one that.
When they charge it?
Yeah.
How much was it?
Let me see. I think they charge it today, or I think this month. Let me see. They charge it yesterday.
I'm just surprised that they charged that. I'm sorry, it was just that I thought they would have called me or they would have...
No, sorry, Daisy, that's
like
also my fault.
You know what
that's
I mean?
That's also my fault that I should have been paid more attention to, you know, maybe reach out to you, you know, so I take part of that responsibility because I'm looking at the notes and I did put on the notes, you know, that either you were going to call us or I was going to call you, but I should have been more diligent to call you. So again, I apologize for that and I can get that fixed on our end, you know, but.
So we should leave the money, right? They already charged it. Already overdraft. We're just going to leave it. Let's see what they're going to do next month, this month. If they didn't do anything this month, nobody should charge me. They charge me, I'm going to get remarked.
No. I'm going to put that right now. I'm going to get, I'm going to have our IT guys call you right now, Daisy, too, to go over the clicks on the Facebook side of things. And one thing that I could tell you guys, and then you can hold me to this, Jerry, before the next billing cycle, right, we would be completed with everything on our end, and we would be completed the things that we need to be completed by on Google's end as well. If that makes any sense to you guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, again, sorry, guys. I mean, you know, but don't, like I said, if we refund you and then you cancel, then you guys just did everything just in vain. And I'm just being very straight with you, man, because, I mean, I can refund it, Jerry, but it's not going to help you, man. It's just going to, you know, get you even more mad. And like I said, after you start seeing the results, hopefully, you know, the next conversation we have can be a more pleasant one, Jerry.
Well, like I said, I'm going to keep hoping that you guys
You're not gonna need to hope, Jerry, because at that point we would be completed on the Google's end as well, and that's where the money is at, man.
All right, thank you. This I got to do.
Okay, Daisy, your number is 0524.